AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Millions more American kids could be eligible to get coronavirus shots next week. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Pfizer's vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. They would get kid-sized doses, a third of what's given to teens and adults. The CDC next week will formally recommend just who should get them, after some FDA advisors said vaccinations should be targeted to those kids at higher risk and that not all children need them. A recent Kaiser Family Foundation survey suggested most parents will not rush to get their children vaccinated right away. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A federal review says barring any unforeseen breakthrough, intelligence agencies won't be able to conclude whether the coronavirus spread by animal-to-human transmission or leaked from a lab. President Biden says during his meeting today at the Vatican with Pope Francis, the issue of abortion did not come up. The president also said the Pope told him he should continue to receive communion. Some conservatives say the president should not receive communion because of his stand on abortion. The president and the Pope exchanged gifts.
The message of la pace.
This is his message for the World Day of Peace.
Che ho firmato oggi per lei.
He signed this today for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
For my library.
They spoke extensively about climate change, poverty, and the coronavirus pandemic. Later in Rome, the president didn't apologize, but said the U.S. was clumsy in its handling of a secret U.S.-British submarine deal with Australia, an arrangement that left France in the lurch. French President Emmanuel Macron's response...
And now what's important is precisely to be sure that such a situation will not be possible for our future. Stronger coordination, stronger cooperation.
Stocks finished higher on Wall Street, the Dow up 89 points. This is AP News. Tonight in Atlanta, Game 3 of the World Series. The Houston Astros and the Braves are tied at one game apiece. Atlanta manager Brian Snitker is hoping the home field advantage will be at high volume.
It's wild in here. It has been all year, really. We've had great crowds from the beginning of opening things up again.
Astros manager Dusty Baker is worried about his outfielders.
It's a bit of a disadvantage that our guys can't really, we're working on it now, trying to get on the field for a few minutes, because a lot of these guys have never played here.
Truist Park is relatively new. Ian Anderson starts for the Braves tonight, opposed by Astros rookie Luis Garcia. Each team has earned 7-2 victories so far. Hank Aaron's imprint is firmly stamped on the World Series. His number 44 has been painted on the grass at Truist Field all season. It remains a big, bold green for Game 3 of the World Series. The Hall of Famer died in January. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.